Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, what's going on? Let's say this was our Father. In the name of Jesus, we'll receive revelation from heaven that is found in our heart. I hope to receive our mind. Well receptive. Not just to know, but to walk in the light of the written word. Together as a church. With the Lord Jesus Christ the Son. Even as the seed of himself, he is glorified and we are edified alongside the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So, kind of share a bit of an exhortation with us for a couple of weeks on what I titled the move of the Spirit. The move of the Spirit. Pray that the move of the Spirit. What does it mean? Amen. Dear man of God, you can see him in the face. When the Spirit gets to move, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, the move of the Spirit and my participation. What is my role in the Spirit? The move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So let's start like this. So in the couple of weeks, we're going to look at a few things, but I want us to pick something in our notes that we need to understand. What it means to have joy. What it means to dance in church. The role of praise worship. Some of those things. I know we talked about it in some of our teachings. The new song that I like to talk. We look at some of those things again. Also, I will also take up some things to be on course on mercy course. I will speak to the whole similar introduction, but I will divert and will say crossroads along the starting point. Amen. Glory to God. Thomas 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them and said, all authority I'm giving you to me in heaven and in the earth. It is not therefore make disciples of every nation. It says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we said this is Jesus' instruction to make disciples. Hallelujah. Make disciples. Now we said something. You want to be sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is a disciple? I don't know that discipleship is a process to be born again after in an instant. Hallelujah. To be born again is God's plan for every man. God's plan for every man, like I said, is to also be born again and be disciple. Mark 16:15 says, God is all the world and the riches of all things every person. He said, he that believes to have his baptized shall be saved. He said, he that believes not shall be damned, and his sons shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, Lord, cast out them. Don't speak with you, don't think of father, that if you get sent to shall not help them. Then we'll lay their heads on the sea. So, God's plan is for the whole world to be saved. For we will see chapter number 2, verse 4. He says, who will have all men to be saved? So, God's plan is not for a few people to get born again. God's plan is for the whole world to be saved. Everybody, men, female, big, small. All men will be saved. Now, here is another one. And the cup, spectacle, football, and the home for the knowledge. Now, the home for the knowledge is going to have the word discipleship. So, in the Bible, Matthew 8:18, it says, make disciples, seek all nations. They have the word matitio. Matitio is the Greek. How you enroll one into a seeker level of learning. When he begins to learn God's word. Okay, you're hearing me. He begins to learn God's word. So I said to us that being born again happened in an instant. You believe the gospel, you are saved. But being disciples doesn't happen in an instant. Who comes to church in our life? Amen. It's a process. Amen. It's a process. And I said to them that discipleship is not something you do today and say, I have graduated as a disciple. You must graduate as a disciple. Amen. I told you Timothy was a pastor, and Paul called him Saul. In 2 Timothy 2, Paul said to Timothy, the things you learn, you heard from me, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, the things you heard from me among many witnesses. He said, commit to faithful men. Watch it, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So that means discipleship is a forever event. Hallelujah. Discipleship is a forever event. You don't outgrow it. So where does discipleship take you? When does discipleship take place? Matthew 28, he said, the one person to do has an undertone for a garden, a local church. So that means you cannot be discipled outside a local church. I say this all the time. I've never seen anyone who grew spiritually and is not in the church. Amen? God says, I have church online. The church is like church online. I've said that to you over there. Church is where it's the spirit of God. It's not just like hearing God's word. It's hearing God's word is one step into spiritual growth. It involves the whole lot of other process. Hallelujah. Your commitment to a local church. So spiritual growth, no one outside the local church grows spiritual. Next. Yes, we are going to spiritual. How do I grow? How do I not grow spiritual? My question is that the answer to that question is, what is your effect in the local church? What are you doing in the local church? Like today we are in church. How many people do you go to church? How many people are you responsible for? You know, Jesus said, make disciples. Jesus said, preach the gospel. So this is directed that responsibility is handed over to us by Jesus Christ. So the moment you are not found bringing people to church, some people want people to bring them to church. No, you must grow beyond that. Amen. Why did you go to church? I didn't go to church because sister, Samuel did not come. I didn't go to church because they did not come to see me. They did not tell each other church money. No. No. Amen. Amen. Believers go to church. Come here, believers go to where? Oh, my man, someone was telling me I have to go to church for one day. I said, my God. So how do you do it? But sorry, I just washed you. Ha ha ha! Then I'll be here. Then I'll be watching you. Say, oh my God, my friend, I just washed you on Sunday. You don't even go to church. And I fall again, I'm born again. They are born yesterday. What is that? If you are born again, you should be in church. Come here, me. You should go to church. You should pray about going to church. Don't go to church. Next thing, I'll say some things about church. Amen. Don't get into our teaching proper. You'll be brought to spirit. Matthew 28, verse 20. He says, teaching them to observe. Teaching them to observe all what I have commanded. He said, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So you need to go and teach it. Teaching is very vital. When the primary activity that happens to you before, and I'm saying it again, the primary activity around the local community. Amen. Amen. The primary activity is teaching. You don't get that instruction. Teaching them. The first activity we found in Acts 2. When 3,000 people got saved, Acts 2, verses 41 into 42, he said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. So the first activity is disciple. One who wants to go to the apostles' teaching. Not that you're going to church and you're expecting something else. Someone said, I like that church because of the way they used to dance. Someone said, I like that church because of their concert. I like that church because of their piano, their organism. You will look at that thing, beautiful, say the Holy Ghost will just fall. How? Organized. Don't worry, you can move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Move of the Spirit. It doesn't move of the Holy Ghost. I like that. Amen. Then, you know, someone has said, he saw Claudius song that was put at the stage, and then, vapor will be coming out. He said, that is the glory of God. And he has very enough to it. Something that machine is doing, say the glory of God. How is the glory of God? Amen? Amen? Some people, their problem is that they don't have AC at home. When you have AC, I say, wow, torn now.
I mean, look at the chair now.
A headquarter torch.
No! Hey, someone said that I died just because of the way. Ha! I told you, a man of mine was telling me how great the plan is wrong. And then I asked her, I said, you know, me being who I am, I said, share with me, let's get. I said, you share, let's get. You know, and let me just say, you know, in fact, I lied to kids on me today. What time being? In fact, Jesus took them into the wilderness and taught them for days. Days! You know, now I want to leave. You know, I'll tell them about them go like that. Who are you? What do we have? So I'll find the rules of God. He taught them for days. Paul was teaching all through the land. What did he say? It was 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. He was teaching and moving up like some brethren. Began to go. And he rose and fell from upstairs and fell down and died. When he came back, he just told them, give him bread. Give him bone. And he gives him bread. Let's continue, church. And the one person has continued teaching. No time. Oh, yeah. Let's take testimony. What did you see when you died? Who has that time? He gives him bread for good and for good.
And he was there for today. Hey, Moses. How about that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hope y'all will leave. Hope y'all will leave. Glory to God. Let's see a few. So, we said teaching. So teaching is primary. We also have other meetings in church. Teaching is the primary meeting of the local church. Right? We have the teaching meeting. We have prayer meeting. We gather to pray. We have evangelistical meeting. We gather to go out to preach. We have healing meeting. Where the healer sick. Where the healer is sick. Get in. Hallelujah. Then we now have the Holy Ghost meeting. Holy Ghost meeting. The Holy Ghost meeting, as defined by Pastor Kenneth Ely, he defines the Holy Ghost meeting as the believer. It's called the believer town hall meeting. So divide it as a meeting is where the feeling of God's word is given firstly. The teaching of God's word is given firstly. Then the teaching of God's word, brother, is given firstly. Then the things of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit are in full demonstration. Hallelujah. Are in full demonstration. The need of everyone. And we all live through the door with God. That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in you. We make room for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to see how this coming up next month. Hallelujah. So we are teaching along the Holy Ghost. So when Jesus said, teaching them from that, all from whatever commandment, and lo, I am with you always. He used that word, I am with you always. Now, that word, I am with you always, it is a statement is a name reserved. That what I am is not just a sentence. It is a proper name. It's a name of God. I am. I am. You know, there was a time they carried stone for stone Jesus in John. In John. I was at John chapter 8. And they took those stones. Why? Because Jesus told them before Abraham was Adam. And then all of them, he wants all of them that Abraham is going to see my gate. Look at John 8. Let's watch this John 8. Are you there? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you John 8?
Yeah.
who is the mother?
He says,
so God married this
child.
Some of them necessarily mean you went out through science or through biology.
No.
Some means we are working together. Some means we have the same things.
Amen.
Amen. So Jesus being the Son of God means he's God.
I want to teach you that in the Word of God. I mean, full of the Spirit. The teaching will have come sometime this morning. We'll take up that in the evening.
What is this Son of God? What does it mean?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me ask you what I mean.
So when Jesus says, I am with you always, is that reality that he is God and he is with us?
Look at Mark 16.
Mark 16, 26.
It says, okay.
Verse 19.
He says, and the wine everywhere. He says, with your,
I mean, verse 20, sorry.
And the wine everywhere.
He says, with the Lord walking with.
He has called him Lord.
Who is he called Lord?
Jesus is called Lord.
The Lord.
Julius
in the Greek.
Adonai
in the Hebrew.
So that means they called Jesus Adonai.
Yahweh of the Old Testament.
Oh yes.
Jesus is the Yahweh of the Old Testament.
Let me quickly put something here on
this verse.
Says, but if Jesus is God, that's what this blind, foolish argument that is made. If Jesus is God, why is it?
When he was on the earth, he was praying, he was praying.
And I said, that is because he doesn't know about
it. Amen?
Amen?
Jesus ever said, this is the Father.
There is the Father.
Amen? I said this in one of our teaching videos.
That the reason why people have issues is because they think in one direction.
They have one thing.
The Trinity is God as the Father, God as the Son.
Paul says, "Hear what is the Lord that God is a car." The people sometimes in this world. The car. The car means he is new. He is new. He literally God sent you to me.
Amen.
God sent you to me.
So Jesus, so who he had, if you understand what Trinity is, who he had, when Jesus said, our Father, who is in heaven, and then he
was it?
On Sunday service, on the whole Saturday, he said something about that. That God rested in the works of the earth.
But that was a thought.
So the realm of God, I said something about that.
Amen.
Amen.
God was not created for what to call it.
So you can go when you will read the Genesis and you will see that a car in Genesis.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Friends, what you need to do is this way. I think that if you listen to them, I am giving you a different truth. A different truth.
As I listen to all the prophets of Christ, the same way that he has said it.
Very meaningful.
So that you need to see.
So if you don't want to not have a truth,
let me get back.
God is the car. I told you in church yet that you won't have a problem if you told me you are having issues more than one thing.
So,
let us seek God. Let us make man and seek God.
The beginning of the present
here, let us have one, and the Spirit of God.
I don't see like two personalities in Genesis.
And the function they have.
Amen. be with us. Now, this being with us, I thought it was Paul. The Apostle said that something like that of Paul. That is supernatural. Right? He's with us. He's with us, he's supernatural. So let's reflect on something that we said in Apostle said of Paul. I don't think anybody will describe it. Where we're talking and some other things that we're responding. So he said, I am with you, means supernatural. So means it was spiritual. Right? Now, look at Mark 16. I've quoted it. Let's read it. Now look at verses 19. Look at after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. He was received up to heaven. So we looked at that word in heaven. What is heaven? You know, today if you tell somebody in heaven, they tell you looking at the sky. They thinking heaven is a planet outside the earth. And that becomes a problem because heaven can't be like that. Amen. Now, let's see something. The word heaven there is from the Greek word orano, from the Hebrew word shamayim. Now, it is used for the spiritual. Now, when Moses was writing, I've told you several that when Moses was writing Genesis 1, he wasn't writing science, no. Moses was writing the other things of God. And he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, what has he done? He's showing you something. Heaven in the world is used for the supernatural. For the spiritual. So heaven and earth is used for man. So heaven and earth is used for the physical man. Heaven is used for the supernatural. So how will he now illustrate heaven? Now what he was doing was an illustration. He now shows you the heaven in sky. He's not saying that is heaven, but he used sky as a figure, imagery of what heaven is. He will call the bed of the heavens. But he was writing the supernatural reality. Amen. But I told you in their word, hill is called heaven. Mountain is called heaven. So when Moses went up the mountain, they said that was going up to heaven. Isn't that? So heaven is used for the immaterial world. Immaterial. Now listen. God, then when Jesus said, our Father who is in heaven, he said, our Father is not who is in the sky. Our Father who is in the in the supernatural world. What are you doing? So when Moses said, heaven and earth, he is talking about the reality. What God wants to do. What does God want to do? God and man together. Now that was the reason Moses now gave them a temple. Why did he give them a temple? In Egypt, temple is an Egypt language. In Egypt, when you attitude and to enter into the glory. Now that word enter is that word in the Greek word over. It's used for to enter into where you have not been before. Amen. So watch this. Now get back again. I need to clarify this. Look at this. Now we let's see what. And think about when he led them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. Now if you are watching Christian movies, CBS, Christian life shows, is that it was very commanding that no. Was carried up into heaven means he will not be found in his spirit form. Right? Now the heaven is what Mark said explaining that he sat at the right hand of God. Now I told you, right hand of God is used for what God saw. For what God is doing. So what is God doing? Now we have seen from Genesis. Heaven and earth together. You see that? You see that? Heaven and earth together. What is God doing? Not available. Look at Numbers. Then the whole earth will sing to the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what God is doing. He's filling the whole earth with glory. Chapter 14, verse 21. It says, for as truly as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord means God will fill the whole earth. Hallelujah. The whole earth. Numbers 14, 21. The whole earth will sing. What is God doing? He's making the earth to exist. Hallelujah. Like heaven and earth, God and man is the same thing. We're going to see that shortly. And I need to pass. So when he said the right hand, looking at the word, when he says sat at the right hand of God, now that sitting at the right hand of God is sitting in the work of God's head. What is the work of God's head? Salvation. That means he will be at the center of God's plan. Which is what? Salvation. Hallelujah. We are getting there. Salvation. So I told you, listen, where will the Savior be found? The Savior will be found with the saints. So when Jesus says, I am with you always, it's the same thing with he was carried up into heaven. I'm with you always, means he will be found with the believer. In the spirit. What may I hear me? He will be found in the believer where?
In the spirit.
Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. So, sitting at the right hand of God is not a chair. You get to heaven, you see God in the deep throat. Then by the right hand, you see Jesus. And who's by the left? So, how many more friends? Amen. When you get to heaven, you see that you of God. Oh, the problem is not God's God. Let's not forget. Amen. Amen. It's supernatural. Hope you're following me. Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God means he is dwelling in salvation with those that have saved. Okay, hallelujah. So therefore we can say God is at home with us. Jesus is at home with us. Hallelujah. You know that song? Ah yes. Supernatural. It's like the resurrection power. It's working in me. I am supernatural. His power is working in me. Say Jesus is here. Say Jesus is here. Say power is here.
Power is here.
Say Jesus is here.
Say Jesus is here.
He never said.
Same power is there.
Same Jesus is there.
Same Jesus. power is walking through me.
Hallelujah. That's why we said Jesus never said goodbye. That's why we said he's coming back again. You'll see that too. Coming back from where? He went that way and brought you. That is coming back again. What? Coming back from where? Did he leave before? Did he leave before? No, let that be. Did Jesus leave? You know, years back, that was 2009, I went to the house of a man whose wife was possessed with a demon. So they locked his car off inside the room. So I wanted to go lay hands on the woman. And then, they got out. They had already taken her somewhere, so I thought she was at home. So when I got there, I saw her, she was not at home. So I was not talking to the husband. But I needed to see her to lay hands. So, that's 2009. Yes, 2009. I guess you were with me. Which year was that? 2011, thank you. So, he was with me. So the man was not talking to him. Was not talking to me. Was not saying, I can go with that weekend. He left us and left us with the devil. And so let's see to where. You know, people think Jesus took an exit. No, that Jesus went on sabbatical leave. After he died, he was resurrected, he now went on sabbatical leave. No! Jesus never told you goodbye. Jesus is right where you are. He never left. He never left the earth. He is right here with us. Glory to God. He's here with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he is in us. He didn't leave you. He said, I will be with you. Remember, I taught you something last week, the character of God's word.
Yes, sir.
God values you all, right?
Yes, sir.
So when he says he is with you, means he is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. God is with us.
God is with us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God never left. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I will never leave if God doesn't leave. Say, you have seen it. God has left. No, he's dead. Right there. Right there. It doesn't matter how tough the situation is. God is right there. Hallelujah. Your family might be going through some tough times. God is right there. He doesn't leave. God doesn't leave. He doesn't leave. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave. Glory to God.
Praise God.
So we saw man's role. We said, you know, God is at home in us and it is supernatural. Right? What is man's role in Genesis 1:26? God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. Then they have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. Hallelujah. So God said, let us make man. Then you hear the word, let us make man, is a statement of a promise. This is what of a plan. This is God's plan. Is to make man in his image. I want you to look at me now. First of all, he said, heaven and earth in Genesis 1, when let's make man in our image. So man, being in God's image, will be what? Heaven and earth. Right? Man in God's image. Now what is God's image? Image there means a representative. Man to be God's representative. Amen. I'm going to show you something. Let's make man in our image. So it's God's plan, right? So this is Moses writing though. This is Moses writing. So what did Moses now do? Moses now showed him Genesis chapter 2. He now formed man in verse 15. And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress as a man. God now took man he had formed and put man in the garden of Eden to dress as a man. Put that to come in there. Now it's not for Adam to be a gardener, to be cutting flowers. No. First of all, understand what Moses is writing. Moses will use figure of speech. I expect that you will come to the church. Right? Moses is using figure of speech to explain God's speech, to explain God's oracle. I'm just trying not to do it well. A lot of people are trying to do it. They are not even listening. and tomatoes, and they're like, no. Garlic of Eden is a figure of speech. Now, do you know what garlic in the Hebrew is the word Ghana? Right? It has Ghana, G-A-N-A. It's not Ghana, it's Ghana. Or Ghana, G-E-N-A. Now, Ghana or Ghana is used for a sacred place. Wait, what is a sacred place? A sacred place. Now, it's a sacred place that has trees, but it's called sacred. So I want to deal with the trees first. Now, a sacred place that has trees. So, now, when Adam and Eve were fruit, we're going to see what they did. They did a garden of a God's sacred place. Look at something in Ezekiel. Let's see what garden of Eden is.
Sent with the sheep to the forest so that they can die.
You will hear conversations in the spirit.
Right?
It's the supernatural.
Now, listen. Every man has that voice. Every man, I used to say this years back, and I still say that the reason why you see people go to clubs and like, because every man hungers and yearns for God. God can be there. Every man has that voice. Even the one that says that they have that voice for God. Every man has that hunger for God. Every man. Amen. Every man has that hunger. God left that hunger for him. So now, why people going to voodoo, idol worship, jazz, is because of that voice. Every man is looking for God. Now, everyone that goes into food, that is a version of that that God has chosen in every man. It's a perversion. Amen. Every man seeks for something that every man, in every man knows that there's something higher than Israel. What are you doing? Everyone, everyone knows, it's not a man to know that there's something higher. Amen. There's something higher than this way. Okay. Even though they're telling you that this is, I shared a story. Somebody that was working on that thing, I wanted him to pray in one week, in one song. I was calling. In fact, he's answering a Christian name. Can you pray? There's no sign. I don't pray. And then what? I'm a baby. You know what they call Kia? In the man, they call Kia. Kia means your customer, you give them money and they don't pay back. You know, you need prayer. You know, at bad prayer. That's what your guy, you know, this one will want to come and say by God. And I said, yes, so don't go that guy. You know, I was like, I thought you hear this. The thing is, when I'm going to look forward, it's a scam. Let me think, there's no God. Every man knows somewhere inside their mind. Not that people can't believe Jesus. Voodoo is that, is a perversion of that holy monger for God. That is perverted by the devil to serve him. Did you see that? Amen. So every man has that monger for God. And that monger can only be filled by God. When man tries to feed himself, they go into I'll be going to school of the spirit to see some of these things again. I'll be going to explain it one after all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, in Christ, God feels his voice. In Christ. In Christ, God has filled this voice. In being born again, God has filled it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Christ, the Spirit is holding on. In Christ, the Spirit is holding on. Therefore, to be born again, if you accept, to be born again is that access to function effectively in the supernatural. Man was created to function in the supernatural. To be born again is that access to function effectively in the supernatural. In the supernatural. So, let's get back to Matthew. Matthew 28. He says, teaching us, right, from back here, to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and lo, I am with you. So, what should be taught? Teaching them that I am with you. I am with you now. Listen, we looked at a few things. I am with you. Is this supernatural? Is this supernatural? Spiritual. So, that means, what should be taught in the local church is what? The supernatural. The move of God. What should be taught in the local church is the supernatural. Hallelujah. Now, watch it. If God is saying what should be taught in the supernatural, it means if it is not taught, it can be perverted. It can be perverted. Glory to God. What I call you? A man of God says, and now again, a
supernatural is not taught to be lost. If the supernatural is not taught, it will be lost. So, and it's a reminder. If you ask me, what do you know about the Spirit? All you know about the Spirit is nothing but that Spirit. All you know about the Spirit is what you watch in non-English. Combined with the Spirit. All you know about, what do you know about the Spirit? What do you know about the Spirit? And they might be believers, but they know nothing about the Spirit. They know nothing about the Spirit. They say, what do you know about the Spirit? That old tree is
Father, you in me, and I in you. Did you see that? Yes, sir.
Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Is that I will come to you?
Yes, sir.
Is that the Spirit will come and dwell in you?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 16. Are we 23? No, we'll read 23 together. Right? You read 24. I'll read 25. Right? You read 26. I'll read 27. And then we'll all read 28. Are you okay? So, 23.
Jesus answered unto him,
if a man loves, he will keep my word, and my father will love him, and will come and make our abode in him. Read that. If a man loves, he will keep my word, and will come and make our
abode.
Our. Watch it. Did you see that man today? And I was saying that at the beginning of this teaching. Amen. Our. The Lord your God is one. Our hope with him. So is that indwelling? Is that the Spirit of God in man? Is that I will come to you? Is that if you know that I am the Father, you in me and I in you?
Yes,
is that it?
Yes,
now I take 24. And then you take 25. He says, he that loves me not, keepeth not my name. And the word which he hears is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Who is 25? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I've sent to you. 27.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled.
Hallelujah. 28, I read. I said to you, I go away and I will come again unto you. If they love me, they will rejoice because I said, I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. 29 together, let's go.
And now I go to you, it shall not be far. That when you go to the Father, hear
my speech.
Now let's see a few things. Now he's talking about the Spirit. And you find out that he talked about the Spirit, talked about himself, talked about the Father. He talked about the Spirit, then he talked about himself, and talked about the Father. Now here's what he does. Here's what Jesus has done. He shows you that the role of the Spirit is the union of him and the Father. So the Spirit is the union, the Spirit in the believer is the union of God, the Father, and Jesus. You see that? Hallelujah. Let's see what did Jesus say about the Spirit. John chapter 3. Let's get back to John 3. Are you ready? Are you now ready? John 3:3. Nicodemus came to him. And he asked. And Jesus said to him, very, very, I say to you, because of time. That except a man be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah! Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? We don't have to go to this man, I'm not born again. I mean, I'm born the second time. Jesus answered him, the very way I said to you. Now, Jesus is not saying anything different from what he has said in verse 3 in verse 5. But the very way I said to you, he said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom. I don't want to be present. I don't want people to tell you, no, you're talking about you have to see the kingdom, then you cannot enter. No, it's the same thing. Amen. The words used in the Greek are the same. So he said, except he's explained to be born again. He said, except to be born again means he said, let the man be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, the Lord talks about water baptism. I'll say that over and again. The root of the word water is used for the Spirit. So you use the word, except the man is born of water, that is the Spirit. So water there is the Spirit. He's representing water. And representing the Spirit is water. So he says the man is born of water, that is the Spirit. No water baptism. Water baptism, he doesn't have any spiritual effect in the life of the believer. He says, I don't know what to do with water. What's that for? For the Lord. Amen. Then he says, water baptism. Amen. Hallelujah. What about season I can say it anywhere? How do you want to be able to He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Did you see that? So, if you watch, did he talk about what I gave? He kept talking about the spirit. So, the emphasis was on the spirit. Now, let's read verse 5. I mean, let's see. John 15. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Remember what I said to you was to be born again. So that means if you say to be born again, is to be born of the spirit. What is everybody? To be born again is to be born of the spirit. So to be born again is to be born of what? The spirit. Let's read verse 8 together. One to go. Verse 8. The wind blew, where he is there, and he heard the sound of the Lord. Can't hear where he's coming and where he's going. So is everyone that is born of the
spirit.
So is everyone that is born of the
spirit.
Is this born again yet? Can we just tell everyone that is born again?
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
So to be born again is to be born of the
spirit.
Is to be born of the
spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at this. Verse 16. Now whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have eternal life. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, mark that word, believes in him, should not perish, but should have eternal life. Now let me say a few words of this. Now when you use the word eternal life is not the way of God. Hallelujah. It's the reign of the King, the reign of God. So that means the reign of God is the indwelling of the Spirit. Is that being born again? Come on, are you following me? The reign of God is the indwelling of the Spirit, the one after the Spirit, right? And that is being born again. How does that happen? Whosoever believeth on him shall not perish. But have eternal life. But have the reign of the King, have the Spirit, right? Is born in him. Do you see that? Do you see that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
John 6. But something will happen. Jesus will do what he said. John 6, 35. John 6, 35. Are you there? He says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. But, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He shall never hunger, he shall never thirst. That is, and you're thinking, you know, if you are thinking just talking about bread, I better know what he comes. Because they came to meet me and he was about to share bread to them. No, they now, as far as he shared bread to them, the people now gathered to meet him again because they thought of him to share bread. And now, that's the problem. I remember years ago from Canada Church, after 7 o'clock, we just shared the food. Because I know what we want to know who we remember. That's what we remember. Amen. So people will now talk about the food. So people now gather to talk about bread. Now say so. Yeah? I am that bread of life. See that? Life there, is that eternal life?
Yes, sir.
Is that eternal life? Let me verse 36. But I say to you that ye also have seen me and believe me. 37. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will not wise after. For I came from him, not of my own, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise him up again in the last day. That was the last day of the judgment of the world. I'm talking that in convention for the past 4 years, right? Last day is used for what? Resurrection. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord of time and time will see something. Look at verse 37. So he spoke, if you see what he's writing here, talking about to believe, to have the reign of the King. 47. Verily I say to you, he that believes on me has what? Has what? Everlasting life, that is eternal life. Verse 40, come up to 40. He says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believe on him shall have everlasting life. See that? So if you believe, you have what? Everlasting. Reign of the King, indwelling of the Spirit, being born again. Did he say?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So he said that in verse 47. He repeats it again in verse 51. If you believe. Then verse 66, he now says, verse 63, sorry. He says, it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh comprehends nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. Now what he's saying there is that the words that he's speaking to them, they are of the spirit and life, eternal life. Okay, follow me. So there are words, the words he's speaking to them are words of the Spirit, are words of the reign of the King, words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, to be born again is to believe on him. And when you believe on him, you are found in the reign of the King. You are found in the reign of God, which is what the indwelling of the Spirit. You see that? Hallelujah. When a man believes, he has the Spirit of God. They have the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if we can move on the Holy Ghost, we will not go to the Spirit. We will continue next week to the week. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now don't forfeit. Where we went. Verse 1. Let's see this. He says, let us not have the trouble. Believe in God. Believe in God. Now he's not saying believe God that believes in Him. Believe in me, the believing in God will believe in me.
Hallelujah.
He always in my Father's house. Have many mansions. So what's it? In my Father's house. Have many mansions. Now you are thinking, you know, someone said something.
He said, the way you live your life on earth is going to tell the kind of view you will have in heaven. Some people have, someone said he dreamt, he died and dreamt, or he dreamt that his house in heaven does not have roof. The rain was not falling. Yes, roof. How? When you live on the earth, is it
cement?
Or is it like ash cement you want in heaven?
Heaven. Cement. He said, someone said he saw game that was a gate man. Your problem is not living. That's just a problem. You say there's gates. Gates. See in heaven that it has rain. Rain that will know where it is. Just like what it's like. Sometimes if you are inside a place, you go, rain will be falling below you. See the rain fall below you and you are above the rain. And you are saying it's rain in heaven. How? Who told you that? I don't know. Maybe you think about it. Someone once said that he died, and when he was going to heaven, he was singing to you. I don't know. It's too late. Then he died. One drop of blood. That's what he was yelling and going to heaven. You know, it's a shot that we're talking about. Okay, you don't go. You don't go to any heaven. You have to over here. Then your name was saying Jimmy. What kind of rubbish is that? How? What kind of name is Jimmy? Hey, what? If my father has not mentioned there, he's not depending on few things. In a house, how many mansions? Will you have mansions inside the house? Do you have mansions inside the house? Even in the CLB, they can't have mansions. What mansion there is what money in the Greek. Money is used for a dwelling place. So he said, in my father's house are many dwelling places. Amen. That means God has room for everyone. Hallelujah. God has room for everyone. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Someone said to me, he said, I'm not sure what God has said. I said, why? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you as bad as Saul? Saul was killing Christians and Saul became holy. Ah, God forgive you. God forgive you. Don't get born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Doesn't matter what you've done. Hallelujah. And then my father has a many dwelling places. Say, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to say. Now look at that word prepared. The word prepared is from... Amen. The word prepared is from the Greek word hektomizo. I'm good. It's from the Greek word hektomizo. Hektomizo is used for how you prepare something inside. It's used for an internal work. Just like when I tell you, I'm inviting you somewhere. Like you are coming to church. And then you don't have a place to stay after church. And I say, Kubi, prepare a place there for you. You get it? So that act of preparing a place is not outside, it's preparing it inside. So hektomizo, used for prepare, used for an internal work. Amen. Used for something that will happen inside. Hallelujah. Say, I go prepare. Now watch that word, I go. I go prepare a place for you. Amen. He now says, if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Where I am, there will be also. He said, I will come again. The I will come again is not after. Let me tell you something, it's not after. I will come again. I will come again to happen in the day that you will live in that day. That day you will know I am in my Father, living in your mind. That is I will come again. They are will come again if not after. Not only are people after, but it's not after. I will come again if I will enjoy. I will come again. That where I am, there will be also. Now that was where I am, there will be also. It's not Let me have, I've explained this to you before. Let me have you come. Now, wait here, where I am, there you be also. You know, they are in the same place like this, right? But that's not what they meant by where I am, there you be also. That's not what they meant. Where I am, there you be also. Even if they are standing like this, that is not the same explanation. What are we doing? It's not the same explanation. This is not where I am, there you be also. That's what it means. Where I am, there you be also means where I am, that it is talking about an eternal world. That is, I will be in. You will be in me. In a mystery. Like, where I am, like, it. Do you see how they can intertwine? There you will be also. And it's an eternal world. Hallelujah. So Jesus was talking about the new world. Now watch this. Thomas now asked a question. He now says, okay. He says, we know what to do. Then Jesus now says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except by me. Philip now says, okay, show us the Father. And we are okay. See that? So the first son of God went through. That's the show. That's the thing. See, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Check out this. What he's talking about, where I am, where he is, will be just as he and the Father are one. Carrying on, say he that has seen me has seen me. He's not saying he's the Father, but he's saying he that has seen me. He's talking about their unity. Ika. Amen. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Now, he now wants that to happen with us, him and the Father, in teaching this. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then he now says, he says, Spirit, watch the things you have. In that thing, Spirit. In that thing you know, I am in my Father. You see that? That day, you see, when you resurrect, you know, he's talking to them. Now, in that day, that's when I will come back to you. Okay, let's have it like this. The I will come back to you. Is it when they will have the mansions? Right? That I call dwelling place. That I call moned. Now that word is the same word used in the spirit. We're going to see. That same word moned. Now that says, look at 20 again. He now says, in that day you know I'm in my Father, and you in me and I in you. The same way I am one with the Father, we will be one together. Hallelujah. We will be one together. Verse 23. He now brings that same word in there. To make me see that day, I will come to you not after, but in the resurrection. Here's the thing. He said, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love me. I will come and make our abode. That's the word in there. We'll come and make our abode. Our mansion is him. So that mansion is the spirit of God in there. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 So that means to be born again means I am in Christ. To be born again means I'm in the Father. I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm born in Christ. I'm united in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm united in Christ. I'm united in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have the Spirit of God. To be born again means God is living in me. Say, God is living in me. Say, God is living in me. I have the Spirit of God.
I have the Spirit of God.
That's what it means to be born again. Say, I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I have God in me.
I have God in me.
I have the Spirit in me.
I have the Spirit in me.
I have eternal life. Say, I have eternal life.
I have eternal life.
I have eternal life. I have the Holy Ghost.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Watch it. So, that's what you are. This should be the last scripture of Galatians 3:3. Paul was about to rebuke the church of Galatia. Now, look at what he says, Galatians 3. Was talking to people who are born again. He now told them, are you so foolish? He now says, haven't begun in the spirit. Are you not being made perfect in the flesh? Meaning, haven't begun in the spirit means when they call born again. To be born again is to begin in the spirit. So that means I can say, I have the Holy Ghost. See, after that, Ghost. I'm born of the Holy Ghost. I have eternal life. I am in the Spirit.
I'm in the Spirit.
I have the Holy Ghost. I have the Spirit of God.
I have begun in the Spirit.
I am in the Spirit.
I'm born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So if I'm born of the Spirit, it means the things of the Spirit are things of my spirit. Since I have the Holy Ghost, the things of the Spirit, the supernatural things are things of my spirit. I'm at home in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. When we born again, Colossians 1:13, it says, He has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and has delivered us from the kingdom of death. Hallelujah. It means we are in the Spirit. We have begun in the Spirit. We've started in the Spirit. I am in the Spirit. Therefore, the things of the Spirit, the movings of the Holy Ghost, are the things of my Spirit. The things of the Spirit are not alien to them. They are not falling to me. They are things of my Spirit. Say they are things of my Spirit. I can flow with them. I can function with them. Hallelujah! No, you don't say this thing all through this week. You can keep saying it all through this week. Just keep saying, I'm born of the Spirit. I have the Holy Ghost. You know, me as your pastor, I say, I'm born of the Holy Ghost. I have the Spirit of God. I have the Spirit of God. I have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You see, I said so well. I told you that the last thing I said is that I can. I have the Holy Ghost. I have the Spirit. Amen. When I was young, very small, around 9, 10 years, I entered into a shrine and I was chatting to him. And he couldn't do me anything. I was scared. I have the Holy Ghost. Know some people, believers, look up in that you are scared. What if somebody wants to do this? I have the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost. God is the strongest. He's the mightiest. Hallelujah. Say, I have the Holy Ghost.
I have the Holy Spirit.
I'm in the Spirit. I'm in the Spirit. Can you say that to yourself? Say, I'm in the Spirit. Say, I have God's Spirit.
I'm born again.
I have the life of God.
I have the power of God.
I have the power of God.
I don't like power.
I have God's ability.
I have God's spirit.
Hallelujah. Say, I'm supernatural.
I hear, I see, and I function.
In the supernatural, I hear, I see, and I function with the supernatural. I'm at home with the things of the Spirit.
I'm born again.
I'm in the Spirit.
I can't be afraid of
you.
I can't be afraid of you.
I
matter the
information. Doesn't matter the information. Stop.